Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every Tuesday is Giving Tuesday here at WRVA, and we want to make sure that we shine a spotlight on some of the folks who are doing great work who might be able to use some support or assistance from the folks in our audience. We are fortunate at WRVA that we've got an audience that has worked really hard in life and oftentimes wants to give back to groups that are doing good work. And I really appreciate the chance on Tuesdays at 9:30 to be able to showcase some of the work that's been done. So Bunny Young is with us for Giving Tuesday today. She's the founder of Pawsible, and it's International Assistance Dog Week, Bunny, so we figure this is the perfect time to have you on. Tell me about Pawsible.
Well, let's be honest. You're having Guinness on more so than me. We already had that conversation that he's kind of the dog of the hour. So right. I'm just here because he doesn't do so well on radio interviews.
Right.
So, yeah, the state of Virginia makes a proclamation pretty much every year the first week of August. And to your point, that goes in international awareness as well on service animals and just how they impact an individual with a disability's life. And for me personally, you know, this is my fourth service animal. I have a heart condition. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, service animals are a huge part of my life and the work that I do. But the difference kind of with Pawsible is that we're spreading awareness with communities, governments, and organizations. So we don't train dogs, we train humans on how to be more inclusive and aware around service animals.
And, you know, I feel like this has kind of lost control over the last several years, and there's some groups that are trying to push back because, you know, the comfort animal craze happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mocking anybody who really does need a comfort animal, but I had a couple of friends and I told them, I said, look, guys, you are really pushing the limits, bringing your pet on the plane just because, and, you know, claiming it's a comfort animal and everybody's too scared of getting sued to question it. Why is the service animal, what's the difference between the comfort animal and the service animal? I mean, because it's a pretty big distinction.
Well, because I don't want to take up your entire show. I'm gonna titrate it down basically to an emotional support animal, or what's called an ESA, or some people refer to it as a comfort animal. Only exists in the law on an airplane. So, according to the FAA, Department of Transportation, on the Air Carrier Access Act, and then in the Fair Housing, FHA, world. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else, if you say you have an emotional support animal, it doesn't matter. They're not a legal thing. And so the difference is in order to take a animal onto a plane as an emotional support animal, there's no limits other than it can't be an insect, a bird, a spider, or reptile. I believe it says rodent as well.
My comfort spider is not going to pass the test.
No. And so we have a lot. We've obviously, the Air Carrier Access Act started this around 2008, and they've obviously learned a lot. But they're, I believe what they were trying to do was be more inclusive of service animals.
Yeah.
With the misunderstanding that a service animal can only be a dog, and in rare cases, a miniature horse under 34 inches. And that's okay, according to the Department of Justice. And so what the housing loop, and where most of this craze, as you've called it, has come from, is that people don't want to pay the pet fees in their apartment, or they want to bring their dog on vacation.
Right.
And so then they say that it's either a service animal or an emotional support animal. But really, the difference is, I don't have anything against emotional support animals. If you're an individual with a disability and that dog performs tasks that specifically mitigate your disability, and that doesn't mean my dog makes me feel better. You know, we're talking about tasks like Guinness, my service animal, provides a body block and alerts to dangerous variations in my heart rate when I would possibly need to be hospitalized or take medication, and he can bring me my medication. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I just think it's a lack of awareness, honestly, and people think, you know, an emotional support animal is the easier way to go about it because their doctor writes a note. But remember that your doctor went to school for human medicine. Your doctor is basically putting their license on the line, saying that this animal is not going to inappropriately behave in public. And I don't know about you, but when I get on an airplane, I'm a little anxious. So I can only imagine how, you know, a peacock feels getting on an airplane with all of these people. And so that's the distinction between an emotional support animal and a service animal. And the rest of the world most of the rest of the world calls them assistance animals. And for the most part, they are dogs.
I know some people in our audience will be very interested in finding out more about Pawsable and about how to be supportive of your programs. Tell us how we can reach out to you and read more.
Oh, absolutely. And the longer story of what I just said is on our website, www.pawsable.org, of the word possible, and then add P-A-W at the beginning. So P-A-W-S-S-I-B-L-E.org. You can always connect on Instagram, Pawsable Six Legs, and then my own Instagram is Bunny has six legs because I have a service dog.
Okay.
And there's just a ton of information out there. That's my biggest ask. That's the biggest gift that you can give to us is awareness. Of course, there's the donations, and if you have a company that wants to have a service animal inclusion and awareness training, we love being able to provide that. But just educating yourself, you know, and there's a ton of videos this week that I'm posting all over social media just to help with that awareness. But start at pawsable.org and just start that awareness.
P-A-W-S-S-I-B-L-E.org, pawsable.
Yes.
.org. Yes, listen, sir. Bunny Young, who's the founder, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this important thing I think people will find interesting, anything that has to do with these cute dogs who also help people in their day-to-day life. I know a lot of folks will want to be supportive. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Guinness and I are so appreciative of the work that you do and of having us on for Giving Tuesday.
Glad to do it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.